Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 44. We're talking about friendships, and we're talking about Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi and Bein Adam L'Ishtoi, interpersonal relationships overall and between husband and wife. What we're going to talk about today is about understanding them, understanding other people. Because doing acts of kindness for others is one of the essential obligations of a man and a woman. And a person who wants to do acts of kindness, of chasadim, must know a great deal about the way of the world, and you must be aware of the differences between people and the differences between their individual needs. This is brought down in Chochma u'Musar, Volume 2, which I think is the Alta von Kelm. I could be wrong. But here is a basis, and we have to find what the source and the psukim are in Chazal, of knowing personality type differences and understanding it. If you learn it the right way, if you learn that the right way, the science of type differences in personality type, whether it's MBTI, Enneagram, it's a tool. It's a tool. Whether it is Torah-based, it's not Torah itself, but it is Torah-based. But if you're using that for the Kavana, to understand other people, or understand your own wife or husband or children in order to foster a closeness, then it becomes a mitzvah and even a chiyuv. You must have that awareness. The awareness between the difference between people, how they react and how they respond and how their minds think and how they feel, is key to giving them the benefit of the doubt and to communicate to them in a healthy way, despite the fact that you may have a different personality type and think in a different way. So essential to getting along with other people is being able to see things from their point of view, even if you disagree with them. This is when Torah is ba'ahava with each other. This is a machlokes l'shem shamayim. This is the original Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the machlokes between true tzaddikim when they fought with each other, even using sharp tones. But ultimately, true Gedali Yisrael had tremendous derech eretz and love for one another, even if they disagreed with each other sharply, even. You see their point of view, even if you disagree with them. You recognize there's another mahalach in Avodas Hashem, even though it's not your own. Rosal Salanter, it's quoted in Michtam Elio, Chelek Aleph, page 99, that taking away a broken box from a child, or a broken boat from a child, or breaking his toy, is similar to sinking a boat of an adult. Why? Because to the child, his box is his boat. That's his world. It causes him, the child, as much agmas nefesh, or more agmas nefesh, than an adult losing their ship sinking and losing their parnasa. Which means they have to learn to understand how he or she, that child, views things. It is not easy to master this skill, but it's a skill that's crucial to obtain, and it's in our hands. Realize that no two people view things exactly the same. This is very much what the Chazal say, Kishem she'ein partzufeyem doimais, kach ein deyoseyem shavais. Just like their faces, the way they look, are different from one another, so too their minds are different. Even though they're all from a choisim echad, they all come from Adam HaRishon. That's the Pella, that's the Nes. So they're all unified as a Tzelem Elikim, but they are very different each from one another. And the goal, what Hashem wants to do, and for whatever reason Hashem wants this, he gets Nachas Ruach from it, of to take from the Riboy, the multitude of the universe, and the multitude of different personality types, and despite that, to unify as one to serve him. That is his greatest nachas ruach. The skill can be obtained. and being aware how someone else perceives a matter will decrease the chances that you will fight with him, even though you may disagree. So a person who does not mix with other people will not know how to help other people. We're not talking about mixing with other people just to party or whatever it is. It means just simple, normal, healthy human relationships. If you isolate yourself and don't connect with other people, then you lack knowledge about the way people think, about their wants, about their desires. And even if you want to help somebody else, you will not know what's good for them. When you want to comply to the wishes of others and try to help them, you'll be confused with your own wishes. You think what's good for you, and that's what you'll give them. And because he lacks the knowledge about other people, he will not be able to say what's appropriate or acceptable to them, even if he tries. So his obstacle here is not the lack of love for his fellow man. He loves him, but he lacks an understanding of them. This is from the Tiras Avraham, Avraham Grudzinski, I believe he was. He was Nifter in World War II in a ghetto. He was the brother-in-law of Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he was one of Rav Avigdor Miller's rebbes in Slobodka. Tiras Avraham, which is interesting to know, when it says "Va'haftar Reacha Kamaicha," and to love your friend or to love your wife, it's not just a matter of having the love in your heart. The understanding of them. This is something we didn't talk about much, even when we were talking in the Shalom Bayis Yoram, although we have to stress it more. Very often, you love your wife, you love your husband, but because of a lack of willingness to understand or lack of ability or skill to understand how they think, though it's very different than you, creates friction. While if you would try to learn and understand them, and one vehicle is indeed personality types, understanding their differences, you will get, and you use it the right way, not to put people in boxes and label people, the reverse of that, to realize human beings are very deep and they are changeable and they have a holy neshama, but nevertheless, they do have a personality. Some are more outgoing, some are more within themselves, introvert, extrovert. Some are more emotional, some are less emotional, more analytical. Some are more down to earth and some are more theoretical. Some are more structured and some are more, you know, let's go with the flow. And understanding their basic nature will help so much in fostering the shalom. Beinodim l'chaveroi and beinish l'ishtoi. So remember what he's saying, the Teres Avraham, it's a chiddush. You have the love, that's good. But what you also need is to understand. Very often the obstacle to shalom is not the lack of love, but the lack of understanding. Although the truth is, it goes together. I still remember, it's one of the most profound. I heard it first from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. The Bala Tanya wrote short Maimorim, or he said short Tiras in his earlier years. And one of them, listen carefully, this is a tremendous yisaid. It says, Vayar Hashem kisnu aleya, that Leia was hated. And he explains how it doesn't mean literally, but whatever it is, klapi the avais der darga, it says the word ksenu aleya. So the Bala Tanya explains as follows, and it's alpi kabbalah. Alpi kabbalah, Yaakov, in the beginning of Yaakov, there's Yaakov and Yisrael. So Yaakov, in that level of Yaakov, he connected very much with Rachel. In Kabbalah, Rachel is on a lower level than Leah. Rachel is a revealed word, Dibur. Leah is Alma Discasia, the hidden, deeper world. It's a long Kabbalistic aspects, but the bottom line is Yaakov and Rachel aligned because they were both on the same level of spirituality, a very high level, but a certain level. Leah in Pnimius, which was even a higher level than Rachel. She was above the level, it was beyond comprehension, the depths of the Kedusha of her neshama in the upper worlds. So Yaakov, as Yaakov, did not understand Leah, couldn't relate to Leah. And he says it again, it's in Lashon Kodesh, I have to look it up, but it says, and you hate what you don't understand. You hate what you don't understand. If something is beyond the tfisa of a person, lacks that understanding, it creates a distance and a friction based on that lack of understanding. And the Kabbalistic, it talks about how Yaakov becomes Yisrael, and on that higher level of Yisrael, he does connect with Leah. But the bottom line is very often that is what it is. It's a lack of understanding and knowledge of the other person or the other culture or the other minhagim. And the more you understand in an open-minded way, the more the ahava you will have towards them. And it's not enough to have general knowledge of how generally most people behave or act. You need specific information about the individual who you are presently talking to or interacting with. People react differently to things since they have diverse personalities and they have different experiences. Our obligation is to love our fellow man and doing acts of chesed. It requires us to look at the individual, specific individual that we are dealing with, what exactly gives this person pleasure. Your specific husband, your specific wife, understanding them, deciding which areas and what degree to honor them, to be aware of their personality traits, to know what their needs are. And this requires thought. This requires machshava. This is what produces ahava. Just like the Magid of Mizrich said, when it was asked, it says, "V'ahavta l'riyacha kamoicha," you should love Hashem. It's a mitzvah asay, to love Hashem, ahava, mitzvah ahava. How do you have a mitzvah on an emotion? Either you feel it or you don't feel it. Many different terutzim. The Magid from Mizrich says that the mitzvah is not the emotion of love. Because you're right, that's a matana. Either you have it or you don't, it comes, it goes. It's the hisboinenus. It's thinking about the greatness of Hashem as a creator, the awesomeness, similar to what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Deis, or Hilchas Yisei De Teira, how you contemplate the greatness of Hashem and you're filled with love and awe towards Hashem by thinking of these concepts, by thinking of the goodness of the Creator. Learn Shar HaBechina of Chayves Alvaves, of how much Hashem, His wisdom, His infinite wisdom in His creation and His infinite kindness within His creation, which Avraham Avinu perceived, and that's how we recognize Hashem. All these are thought processes and work. That itself is the mitzvah of Hava. And usually Hashem helps that the emotion of Ahava comes along afterwards. But the same thing is with loving your wife or your husband. You want to love them? The emotion, of course, is wonderful. But without the emotion yet, the mitzvah of loving them is thinking about them, trying to understand them. How could I understand them in order to help them, in order to love them emotionally, in order to connect with them, in order to provide for them? What are they like? What can I learn about them? And the actual learning about them and working through that is part of the etzem mitzvah of the v'ahavta, of loving your fellow man or your wife or your husband, just like according to the Magid of Mizrich, that is the mitzvah of v'ahavta. This is also from the Tiras Avram. So this is a little bit of a chiddush for people. You could have in your head or in your mind, yes, I love all Jews. But if you're born in a particular culture and you don't quite understand where they're coming from at all, it creates a tremendous distance. And one needs to understand where it's coming from. Don't want to get political, but I read it and I have researched it. At the time when it was in the 1930s or early 30s or 1920s, and they were trying to get Shemitah people, the farmers, to observe Shemitah, and they were not religious, and it was very hard. And a lot of them would have fallen in the Nisayon. So there was a whole controversy of whether to allow a Heter Mechira, like by Chama, it's a similar concept for Shemitah in Eretz Yisrael. Most Gedolei Yisrael said that that's not an acceptable way of, it's not an acceptable Heter, and that's it. And Rav Yitzchak Kuk, Zecher Tzadik Avrocha, said that yes, B'shas Adchak, he said that it is Mutter and Het, and he arranged it for those Freya farmers that would not keep the Shemitah anyway, to at least do it that way by selling it to a guy. He did create, Rav Kuk himself, which is not known, but he created funds and I created a tzedakah for the farmers to keep Shemitah, encouraging them keep it, and we'll try to raise money to support, and a few farmers did. And when he had this heter going, there was the Ritvaz that was opposed it very strongly. And there was a big machloikis between the two. He says it's not an acceptable heter. They had letters going back and forth. I saw the letter that Rav Kook wrote to Ritvaz with a tremendous derech eretz, and he explained, again, they had their difference. He held it was usser, he held it was mutter, fine. But he explained, he says, don't you think I know this is a b'dievet shebediyevet? I just know that these farmers, they will not do it. They're not yet on that level to do it. So I tried to find halachically a heter, but I know it's a b'dievet shebediyevet. Ultimately, as is Hashem, and he writes in the, look at the letter, it's fascinating, that there'll be a time where their emunah will strengthen, and they will be able to keep it kilchas. And you take a see later on with the Karen Shvius and all the Freya farmers actually working towards observing Shemitah and Baruch Hashem. It's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem what's going on now. But in those days, it wasn't Roy Lakach. But that's not, the point is, halacha this way or that way. What happened was, though, is that a bunch of people that were following the Ritvaz, they wanted him to sign on letters blasting Rav Kook, and he yelled at them. He said, we have a difference in halacha, and we spoke sharp because we have a difference in halacha, and I felt this way, he felt that way, but he's a tzaddik. You can't shepherd like that. I saw the same thing with Rav Moshe and Rav Menashe Klein in their day. There was a difference in opinion b'negia the Erev in Borough Park at the time. This is the late 70s, early 80s. I looked at, they have tshuvas going back and forth, and it must have been that someone spoke with a lack of derech eretz about Rav Moshe to Rav Menashe Klein. That must have been the letter to Rav Menashe Klein. I have to look it up again. Someone WhatsApps or whatever it is, tell Rav Aaron, and I'll try to get the original copy of it. I saw what Rav Menashe Klein answered back to them, to that person. He says, a chutzpah of you, how could you be mavaza Talmud Chacham? Don't you understand that me and Rav Moshe are best friends? We speak to each other by every simcha. We meet each other very often. We talk in Torah. We have a tremendous ahava and achva to one another. We're very close. So there's a difference in halacha that we're going back and forth pertaining to this Erev. But how could you be mevaza Talmud Chacham? He yelled and screamed in the tshuva. Because again, when you're dealing with real, real, real tzaddikim, and the kavana is l'shem shemayim, you could talk sharf and even very sharf, and you have in Talmud Bavli often extremely sharf l'shaynis against each other, but there was ahava and ahachva between them b'pnimius. This is the idea, though. You lack the knowledge of the other person, you won't be able to love them. You need want to do your best to really, truly understand them. Certainly your own husband, your own wife, certainly your own children. Bracha natzlacha.